Yes, please.
Okay. Our next case this evening is 12,158. Christian and Barbara Willey are seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a temporary office and storage under sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Abbott's Pond Road, approximately 1,228 feet west of Shawnee Road, Route 36. The 911 address is 16136 Abbott's Pond Road, Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 130, Map 5, Parcel 79. Staff notes that we received zero letters returned, zero letters of opposition, and zero letters of support. We also note that this is a request to retain a previously approved special use exception for a manufactured home for office use and storage. The previous approval was board case number 8237.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Willey, 16128, Abbott's Pond Road, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Thank you. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. The whole purpose of this trailer is as an office and storage because I'm an electrical contractor. I've been an electrician for 28 years and I've got 46 years experience and I needed more room. We only got a 30 by 30 house. So we had to expand.
Right.
So that's what it's being used for. In the wintertime, summer clothes go out there. In the summertime, winter clothes go out there. And we got furniture from her mom. You can't just stick in a shed or something. It's got to be protected, climate controlled, bugs, mice.
Right.
Now that's what it's for.
Okay.
This is basically an extension from the variance for the last two or three times before also. And I'm going to work till I drop because I don't have enough money to retire. So that's it.
All right, sir. Well, start. Mr. Whitman, do you have any questions?
Questions.
Okay.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. McGee.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
Special use exception for a mobile home type structure for our use for storage and office.
Sir.
I don't recall us granting that before.
We granted it in 2013, case number 11177.
Okay.
It should be in your packet.
It has
copy of the finding.
It is on the very back.
It has a
for office use and storage. Nope, keep going.
And we have proof 5 years.
Last page.
Okay. So we approved it, and does it have a kitchen facility in it?
It's not used.
Okay.
It's not used. We're not out there for anything.
Bathroom?
It's got a bathroom.
Okay, because you're using it for an office.
Yes.
Okay. So this is one that's supposed to be reapproved every 5 years.
Correct.
And it is.
Okay.
And I apologize. I used the number 8,237, but actually the most recent case number appears was 11,177.
Okay.
So that may help you.
All right.
Okay.
I'm on board.
I thought that didn't have to come in front of us anymore. Now I thought they asked for it early enough.
No, that's for hardship.
Hardship.
And that's what's hardship. I guess that's what's throwing me off here.
Yeah, medical hardship.
If you have a medical hardship,
yeah, medical,
it's
sorry,
every 2 years, but then they have to go to the office as long as they're able to submit something.
I guess I thought it was this too.
No.
Hardship.
Okay.
And I think part of that is because there's a, you know, with the hardship part, it's a hardship, and with these types of temporary ones, there's an idea that you do want to make sure that there's not been changes. Maybe the unit has fallen into disrepair or anything like that, or if neighbors have issues, things may change, you know, if something's been there a very long time.
It's been there quite some time, and actually the roof was redone with metal A-frame metal, so it's the roof probably weighs more than a trailer, but it's in good shape because we keep it in good shape.
It's in good shape now. Not leaking or anything like that.
That's why we put the roof on. Because one of the holes started coming down in one bedroom. That's it. do something, so we did.
Yeah, and typically the temporary structure use is up to 5 years so that you could build something else, but you haven't, that hasn't been the case. You haven't been
actually able. It's been sufficient and done the job perfectly, so I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If we could afford it, right. I'd have a garage if I could afford it. I don't have that yet.
I got you.
Okay. You got the pool instead.
No other questions?
I have no questions.
The property, I think from last time it was 3.5 acres, is that correct?
It's now 4.19.
4.19, you've added some acreage
yes.
to it? All right. The other thing on there, I guess you said there's a home and a pool, is that right? Is there any other structures on the property?
Well, you see the house and then this side of it is my shed. There's a shed right in here. And then there's a little shed over here, which you can see. The trailer's here. And now there's nothing here. But we got expanded because Dad died. Divided up the property.
Gotcha. Have you had any complaints from neighbors about it? And it's, and I think your testimony was this is for your electrician, you use
well,
it for storage for your electrician.
I have a business as an electrician, I'm an electrical contractor, but I also have my federal firearms license.
Okay.
I'm a gun dealer too, but it's okay. Just through, I don't have key stock anything. Everything's okay. Through Comey, I'll look it up and order it.
Okay.
You have requests.
I can't do it.
Yeah, that's not what this is for today.
I don't want the aggravation of somebody living here.
It's your testimony this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no
in
further
fact,
questions.
The neighbor on the back side bought the property from my sister in the middle. She comes over all the time to the pool. So there you go.
Okay.
We're good neighbors.
All righty. Hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case 12,158 for the special use of a trailer to be used for storage and an office. And use of this structure will not substantially affect the use of adjacent properties or neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,158 for a period, again, of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Again?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,158 is approved again for 5 years.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, indeed. Next case, please.